This audio program has been produced by YBM. All rights reserved.
Listening test. In the listening test, you will be asked to demonstrate how well you understand spoken English. The entire listening test will last approximately 45 minutes. There are four parts, and directions are given for each part. You must mark your answers on the separate answer sheet. Do not write your answers in your test book. Part 1. Directions. For each question in this part, you will hear four statements about a picture in your test book. When you hear the statements, you must select the one statement that best describes what you see in the picture. Then, find the number of the question on your answer sheet and mark your answer. The statements will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Look at the example item below. Now, listen to the four statements.
A. They're moving some furniture.
B.
They're entering a meeting room.
C.
They're sitting at a table.
D.
They're cleaning the carpet.
Statement C,
they're sitting at a table,
is the best description of the picture, so you should select answer C and mark it on your answer sheet. Now, part 1 will begin. Number 1. Look at the picture marked number 1 in your test book. A.
They're boarding a train.
B.
They're installing a railing.
C.
They're walking downstairs.
D.
They're sweeping a walkway.
Number 2. Look at the picture marked number 2 in your test book. A.
He's typing on a keyboard.
B.
He's organizing books on a bookcase.
C.
He's adjusting the position of a computer screen.
D.
He's posting a sign on a bulletin board.
Go on to the next page. Number 3. Look at the picture marked number 3 in your test book. A.
Some people are riding bicycles.
B.
Some people are seated at a cafe.
C.
Some people are being served coffee.
D.
Some people are removing their coats.
Number 4. Look at the picture marked number 4 in your test book. A.
The woman is entering a warehouse.
B.
The woman is pushing a cart.
C.
The woman is closing a package with tape.
D.
The woman is wearing a safety vest.
Number 5. Look at the picture marked number 5 in your test book. A.
Some curtains have been laid out on the floor.
B.
Some plants have been placed outside.
C.
Some artwork has been hung on a wall.
D.
Some chairs have been stored in a closet.
Number 6. Look at the picture marked number 6 in your test book. A.
The woman searching for supplies in a cabinet.
B.
The woman squeezing a plastic bottle.
C.
The man's rearranging some laboratory equipment.
D.
The man's writing down some measurements.
Go on to the next page. Part 2. Directions. You will hear a question or statement and three responses spoken in English. They will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Select the best response to the question or statement and mark the letter A, B, or C on your answer sheet. Now, let us begin with question number 7. Number 7.
What does the holiday package include?
A.
No, it's not.
B.
It includes your flight and hotel room.
C.
From the main post office.
Number 8.
When'll the factory inspection take place?
A.
On March 15th.
B.
A safety checklist.
C.
We just ran out.
Number 9.
Where can I buy tickets for the next exhibit tour?
A.
At the first window.
B.
Last Thursday.
C.
No, it's too much.
Number 10.
Isn't our new coffee excellent?
A.
Cream and sugar, please.
B.
Yeah, I like it a lot.
C.
We don't have to.
Number 11.
When is the new copier arriving?
A.
Next Friday.
B.
Yes, I just came back.
C.
In the break room.
Number 12.
There are boxes in the storage room, aren't there?
A.
The total is $4.
B.
Yes, he left for the day.
C.
No, I used the last one.
Number 13.
Karen, would you finish the presentation slides?
A.
Sure. When do you need them?
B.
Several members of the team.
C.
I already bought a present.
Number 14.
Will you be dining here, or would you like your food to go?
A.
I heard that's not true.
B.
She met him at lunch.
C.
We'd like to eat here.
Number 15.
Why is Alan working from home?
A.
Because he's expecting a delivery.
B.
I live on 20th Street.
C.
A retail business.
Number 16.
We're leaving at 5 for the holiday party.
A.
Just a few groceries.
B.
I have to work late tonight.
C.
Did you have a good time?
Number 17.
How did you manage to fix your computer?
A.
By installing a software update.
B.
I think he's a good manager.
C.
They're very expensive.
Number 18.
Should I take the train to the conference center?
A.
Thank you.
B.
I can carry that.
C.
Yes, it's very fast.
Number 19.
Didn't you buy more postage stamps last week?
A.
The post office on the corner.
B.
Yes, but we already used them.
C.
A few years old.
Number 20.
I think last year's technology trade show was better.
A.
This is my first time here.
B.
Laptop computers.
C.
The Seattle office.
Number 21.
May I borrow your stapler?
A.
A 30-page contract.
B.
As soon as I'm finished with it.
C.
I always stay there.
Number 22.
Who should present their research at the seminar?
A.
I think Lucy's data is impressive.
B.
In the conference room.
C.
10 copies of this report, please.
Number 23.
Why have our sales decreased recently?
A.
Sure, I can slow it down.
B.
Turn right at the next corner.
C.
The vice president is investigating it.
Number 24.
How is your new department manager doing at his job?
A.
He's only been here a week.
B.
Yeah, everyone in the company.
C.
I'd like to order that too.
Number 25.
Do you know if there's a break after this talk?
A.
I spoke to him yesterday.
B.
I'll check the schedule.
C.
The administration building.
Number 26.
Where can I charge my mobile phone?
A.
A wireless device.
B.
Every day at 3 o'clock.
C.
Plug it in by the lamp.
Number 27.
Which room can we use for Thursday's client reception?
A.
To get to Tokyo.
B.
About 10 more workers.
C.
We'll need a large space for the food.
Number 28.
Are you going to accept the transfer to New York City?
A.
That one over there.
B.
I'm waiting to hear about the salary.
C.
He's from London originally.
Number 29.
Should we call the client before or after the staff meeting?
A.
How long do you think it'll take?
B.
A recently signed contract.
C.
I don't think he did.
Number 30.
This purchase order needs a signature.
A.
Takashi can do it.
B.
The delivery should be on time.
C.
A refundable payment.
Number 31.
It wasn't supposed to rain today, was it?
A.
The Channel 6 forecast.
B.
The price was a little too high.
C.
You can borrow my umbrella.
Part 3. Directions. You will hear some conversations between two or more people. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The conversations will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, Schooner's Grocery. How can I help you?
Hi, I have a question. Would it be possible for your store to start stocking diamond granola bars again? They're my favorite, and I couldn't find any last time I was shopping.
Actually, another customer made the same request just yesterday. I'll let the store manager know. She'll be reviewing our product inventory at the end of the month.
Number 32. Where does the man work? Number 33. Why does the woman call the business? Number 34. What does the man say he will do? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Hi, Makoto. Sorry to bother you, but where will our department meeting be this afternoon?
I scheduled it in the conference room on the first floor, room 176.
Oh, but the projector in that room isn't working.
Steve said he'd request one from the IT department. Oh, here he is now. Steve, have you had a chance to request the projector for this afternoon?
Yes, it's already set up. By the way, I'd like to make a few announcements about the new time reporting process at the start of the meeting. Is that okay?
Sure, we have time for that.
Number 35. What does the woman ask about? Number 36. What problem does the woman mention? Number 37. What does Steve ask for permission to do? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Bridget. Do you want to go to the employee cafeteria for a coffee?
Okay.
I wanted to ask about your move. I'm so glad you're in my neighborhood now. Are you settling into your new apartment?
Yes, thanks. There's just one thing, though. I'm not familiar with the area yet, and I'm trying to find a new eye doctor. Know of any?
Yeah. I have a good ophthalmologist, Dr. Chan. The great thing is she works on the weekend, so you don't have to take time off to see her.
Perfect. Do you happen to have her number?
I have her business card at my desk. Let me get it for you.
Number 38. What did the woman recently do? Number 39. What does the man say about Dr. Chan? Number 40. What does the man say he will do? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Welcome back, Raj. How was your vacation last week?
Very good. I went to Fairview with my family, and it gave me some ideas for work, like how the City Planning Commission can make it easier to pay for parking in the business district.
But the city just installed digital parking meters that accept credit cards last year.
That's true, but it's easier to pay with a mobile application. That's what they do in Fairview. I could even add money to the meter remotely before I ran out of time.
I've heard about those applications, but never used one before.
I have one right here on my phone. Let me show you how it works.
Number 41. What did the man do last week? Number 42. What are the speakers mainly talking about? Number 43. What will the man probably do next? Go on to the next page. Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Deborah, I want to introduce Ken Jacobs. He's the architect who will be doing the remodeling plans for the restaurant.
Oh, nice to meet you, Mr. Jacobs. We're excited about the remodeling. One of our main priorities is to increase our seating capacity.
Yes, I know that seating is an important part of your plans. What I'd like to do today is just look around the building and get some ideas for how to do that.
Sure. Deborah and I will show you around.
Number 44. Who is Ken Jacobs? Number 45. What priority does the woman mention? Number 46. What will the speakers do next? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Welcome to Anderson's Hardware Store.
Hi. I bought this electric saw from your store a while ago, and it stopped working. I'd like to exchange it for a new one.
Okay, if you give me your name, I can look up the details of your purchase.
Sure, my name's Francis Russell.
Unfortunately, this tool doesn't qualify for an exchange because you bought it over a year ago. The warranty's only valid for 1 year.
Really? I thought it came with a 3-year guarantee.
I have the warranty right here.
Oh, okay then. Thanks for checking.
I recommend having our mechanic fix your saw. She can repair all kinds of power tools for a small fee.
Number 47. What product are the speakers discussing? Number 48. Why does the man say,
"I have the warranty right here"?
Number 49. What does the man suggest the woman do? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Welcome to your first day at the call center, Amelia. Your station is right over here. Have you read the material about our solar panels?
Yes, I'm excited to get started.
Great. So you'll be calling potential clients on this list to talk about switching to solar energy. The list includes many types of businesses. We'd like to see you sign up 10 new customers a day.
10 new customers is a lot.
I know it seems that way, but we usually don't have any problems meeting that quota. Would you like me to sit in on your first couple of phone calls and offer feedback?
Sure. That sounds great.
Number 50. Where do the speakers work? Number 51. Why does the woman say,
10 new customers is a lot?
Number 52. What does the man offer to do? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Jasmine. My team just finished working on the prototype for the TZ59 camera. Here's the final report, including the testing results and cost estimates for production. Can you let the rest of the managers know?
Sure. By the way, I'm surprised at how quickly you were able to design the new camera.
Yeah, my team found some ways to cut out unnecessary steps from the process so we could get the work done faster. We tried to keep up with our biggest competitor. Remember, they're also releasing a new camera.
Right. You'll need approval to continue the project. I'll email the report to the managers right now.
Number 53. What are the speakers discussing? Number 54. What did the man's team do to stay competitive? Number 55. What will the woman do next? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, this is Thalia Rosen from Transport Today magazine. I'm calling about the article I'm working on. Can I speak with Jorgen Schmidt, please?
This is Jorgen. It's nice to hear from you again. Did you enjoy the tour of our assembly plant last week?
Yes, I did. It was interesting to see how you assemble the cars for your high-speed trains, and I have a lot of material for the article. I could use help with one problem, though.
Sure.
My editor wants to see a wider variety of photos of the assembly plant. Can we send a photographer next week to take some more pictures?
Number 56. What is the woman's job? Number 57. What did the woman do last week? Number 58. What problem does the woman mention? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Okay, team. As you know, the company wants to expand into new regions. So we've been working with the strategic business unit to determine where to focus next year's global marketing campaigns. Today, Jim McKenzie from the strategic business unit will give us an update.
Hi, everyone. I analyzed data based on online search trends and determined some potential regions. That is, regions where a lot of people were searching for products like ours. So we realized there'd be a high demand for our products in Australia.
Thanks, Jim. Based on these results, we should start creating a specialized campaign targeting consumers in Australia. Let's start talking about ideas for this campaign.
Number 59. What does the company want to do? Number 60. Why did the woman invite the man to the meeting? Number 61. What will the meeting attendees most likely do next? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and boarding pass.
Excuse me, is this the gate for flight 722 to London?
No, that flight was just moved to a different gate. We had to close this gate because the computer here isn't working. You'll need to go to gate number, 34 now.
Oh, okay. And also, do you have the Wi-Fi password for here in the terminal?
The internet password? Sure. It's Free Air. That's capital F-R-E-E, capital A-I-R. Let me know if you have any trouble accessing it.
Number 62. Look at the graphic. What information has just changed? Number 63. What has caused the change? Number 64. What does the woman give to the man? Go on to the next page. Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and chart.
Hi, Roberto. I'm sorry I'm late. I got stuck in heavy traffic. How's everything going here at the reception desk?
Fine. Most of the hotel guests have already checked out. By the way, the maintenance workers came by. I gave them today's list of maintenance tasks.
Good. But I'd better let them know there's a meeting in the Lilac Conference Room at 10 o'clock. Doing the work in that room should be their top priority.
Okay. Also, I was looking for some city maps to hand out to guests. There's only one here at the reception desk.
Check the storage room. There should be a box of maps there.
Number 65. Why does the woman apologize? Number 66. Look at the graphic. Which maintenance task is a priority? Number 67. What is the man looking for? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and spreadsheet.
I'm really pleased with the way our online jewelry business is growing, Max. Just last month, our sales increased by 20%.
Yes, that's great. But I wonder if we need a different software program to do our accounting. The program we're using now takes a day or two to update expenses.
That's true. Look, we paid for our new printer at the beginning of the week, but the amount for that expense category still hasn't changed. It still says $300.
So we should use another program. You know, my friend Suzanne has her own business. I'll give her a call to see what accounting software she uses.
Number 68. What does the woman say she is pleased about? Number 69. Look at the graphic. Which category amount needs to be updated? Number 70. What does the man offer to do? Part 4. Directions. You will hear some talks given by a single speaker. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speaker says in each talk. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The talks will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following announcement.
I have some good news to announce. Next week, our company will begin offering exercise classes. There have been several research studies that have shown that exercise during the day increases employee productivity. So we'd like to organize this for our staff here on site. Brad Choi, a local fitness instructor, will lead classes three times a week. The program is open to all. If you're interested, complete this short registration form to give to Mr. Choi at the first class.
Number 71. What is the topic of the announcement? Number 72. What benefit does the speaker mention? Number 73. What should interested listeners do? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following advertisement.
Tired of the same dining experience night after night? Try Fern Hollow Restaurant for a change. Fern Hollow is the only restaurant in the area that has live music performed by different musical groups every single night. And if you love our food but can't make it into the restaurant, don't worry. You can still enjoy our delicious dishes at your next office function. Just visit our website to book a catering service. And for our regular customers, starting next month, make sure you join our brand new loyalty program.
Number 74. What does the speaker say is unique about a restaurant? Number 75. According to the speaker, what can the listeners do online? Number 76. What will begin next month? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following talk.
Thank you for stopping by our booth. I hope you're enjoying the bicycle convention. I don't know how many booths you visited at the convention today, but if you're looking to purchase a bicycle with an innovative design, this will be your last stop. After 3 years of planning and engineering, our company is proud to bring you Future Bike, a bicycle designed to be folded up for easy transport. Many of our competitors have foldable bikes, but what makes Future Bike unique is that it is the most lightweight on the market. At just over 6 kilograms, our bicycle is lighter than the average backpack.
Number 77. Where most likely are the listeners? Number 78. What does the speaker mean when she says,
"This will be your last stop"?
Number 79. According to the speaker, what is unique about a product? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following news report.
In local news, the city government has been considering converting the downtown public park into a housing development. Over the past few years, the city's population has increased due to job growth in the area. The proposed new housing could meet this rising demand. However, the city needs both housing and green space, and there's the controversy. In fact, a debate was held at City Hall last night, and apparently, they had the highest attendance there ever.
Number 80. What is the news report mainly about? Number 81. According to the speaker, why has the local population increased? Number 82. What does the speaker mean when he says,
"They had the highest attendance there ever"?
Go on to the next page. Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, my name is Harumi Ota, and I'm calling about a travel bag I ordered online from your company. I just received it and saw that one of the straps is missing. I checked your website and verified that it was listed as having both a handheld strap and a shoulder strap. The thing is, I'm getting ready for a business trip. I have to travel to meet a client next week, so please send the shoulder strap as soon as possible. Oh, and I want to let you know the bag was sent to the wrong address. My apartment number is 203, not 302. Thanks very much.
Number 83. Why is the speaker calling? Number 84. What does the speaker say she is preparing for? Number 85. According to the speaker, what information was incorrect? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following telephone message.
Hello, Mr. Bradford. This is Mark Torres from Creative Writers Magazine. I stumbled on your blog and read some of your stories, and I'm impressed by your writing style. I'd like to see some more writing samples if you have any that you haven't published yet. We might be interested in publishing something in a future issue. If you call our office, we can probably set up an appointment for this week. Just keep in mind that an afternoon appointment would be better. There is a construction site across the street from our office, and they make a lot of noise in the morning, but they're usually finished by noon.
Number 86. Where does the speaker work? Number 87. What does the speaker say he would like to see? Number 88. According to the speaker, what is the problem with a construction project? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
I'm glad all the managers here at the hotel could attend this meeting. As you know, we built this hotel last year thanks to our investors in Korea. Well, they're coming next week to discuss financing a second hotel. Let's convince them. Let's show them that our business is worth another investment. Once their group arrives, I'd like the hotel restaurant to serve a nice meal. Miss Carlyle, please have your staff prepare an elegant dinner with both Korean and Western dishes. We also need someone to greet them at the airport. I know Soo Bin can speak Korean. We want our investors to feel comfortable and welcome during their entire stay.
Number 89. Why will a group from Korea visit the hotel next week? Number 90. What does the speaker instruct Ms. Carlyle to do? Number 91. Why does the speaker say,
I know Soo Bin can speak Korean.
Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following advertisement.
Lansford Career Center invites you to take advantage of the employment services we offer. If you want to find a job or get ahead in your professional development, make an appointment with one of our career advisors. We have 30 years of experience helping clients find positions in the workforce. And mark this on your calendars, May 15th. Attend a job seminar at our Broad Avenue location and begin your journey toward a satisfying career. You can also visit our website to read some comments from many of our happy clients.
Number 92. What is being advertised? Number 93. What will take place on May 15th? Number 94. What can the listeners do on a website? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following tour information and map.
Welcome to today's bus tour of the Market District. Now that you've all found a seat, we'll get started. Today, we'll be exploring three of the main markets in the area. Unfortunately, there is one market that we won't be able to see. It's closed because it's located on First Street and that road's shut down for emergency repairs. Instead, we'll ride on a riverboat this afternoon. You'll see some beautiful views of the city from the boat. Now I suggest getting your cameras ready. We'll soon be stopping at a statue of the city's founder so you can take a picture.
Number 95. Look at the graphic. Which market is closed today? Number 96. What will the listeners do this afternoon? Number 97. What does the speaker recommend that the listeners do next? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following telephone message and clocks.
Hi, Gordon. It's Anna. I've arrived here in Vancouver for the opening of the branch office. I wanted to discuss the sales strategy with you, and I don't think it can wait until I get back. I'm wondering if you'll be available for a discussion on Friday morning. There's a 2-hour time difference between the office here in Vancouver and your office, so that'll be 9 a.m. for you. The opening ceremony here doesn't start until mid-morning. Please call me back to confirm that this time will work for you. Thanks.
Number 98. What event is the speaker planning to attend? Number 99. Look at the graphic. Where is the listener's office located? Number 100. What does the speaker ask the listener to do? This is the end of the listening test. End of recording.